نحن إخوة سلفيين من أوروبا، يعني بالذات من هولندا. عندنا يا شيخ بعض الأسئلة نريد طرحها على سماحتكم.
We are Salafi brothers from Europe, specifically from Holland. We have some questions, ya Sheikh. We want to present them to your eminence. Yes?
بالنسبة هنا عندنا بعض القواعد، نود من سماحتكم أن نعرف هل هي موافقة لما عليه أهل السنة من أصول ثابتة. القاعدة الأولى تقول: نصحح ولا نجرح. فما هو تعليق سماحتكم أتابكم الله؟
We have some principles that we would like to know. Are these in agreement with what Ahl al-Sunnah are upon from firmly established principles? The first principle, he says, we correct, but we do not make a jarh, a criticism. So what is your comment? May Allah reward you. It has no asl, no basis. This principle has no basis. I say this principle has no basis. It is necessary to make a jarh upon the people of falsehood.
بالنسبة للقاعدة الثانية، إذا حكمت حكمت وإذا دعوت أجرت. فما هو تعليق سماحتكم على هذه القاعدة؟ بارك الله فيكم.
The second principle. If you judge, you will be judged. But if you give da'wah, you will be rewarded. So what is your comment upon this principle? بارك الله فيكم.
أنا محدث، ما لا أصل. لازم المحاكمة على الباطل.
This is newly invented. It has no asl, no basis. It is necessary to pass judgments against the people of falsehood. Yes.
بالنسبة للقاعدة الثالثة من العدل والإنصاف ذكر الحسنات والسيئات. واستدل هذا القائل بمنهج الموازنات بالحديث المعروف صدقك وهو كذوب. فما هو تعليق سماحتكم على هذا الأمر؟
The third principle. From fairness and justice is to mention the good deeds along with the evil deeds. And this speaker attempts to provide proof for the manhaj of al-muwazanat with the hadith صدقاك وهو كذوب. He spoke truthfully, but he is a liar. So what is your comment? We say this is also false. I say this kalam is also false. Mention the evil deeds of the mushrikeen and do not mention their good deeds. With regards to the Ahl al-Bid'ah also, what about the Ahl al-Bid'ah? I mean that he says, from fairness and justice is that you mention the good deeds of Ahl al-Bid'ah along with their evil deeds.
الله ذكر السيئات الأعداء ولا ذكر حسناتهم. هذه قواعد عرعور.
Do not mention their good deeds because Allah mentioned the evil deeds of the enemies and He did not mention their good deeds. Are these the principles of عرعور؟
نعم.
ها؟
نعم هي قواعد. نعم قواعده نعم شيخ.
Yes, these are the principles of عدنان عرعور. Yes, these principles are refuted and false, all of them. They are rejected now and refutations have been written against them.
بالنسبة للقاعدة الرابعة يقول يجوز التخطئة ويحرم الطعن. وهل هذه القاعدة صحيحة؟
The fourth principle. He says, it is permissible to point out an error, but it is haram to revile. Is this principle correct?
هذه مثل تذكر
This is like the principle we correct, but we do not make a jarh. They are the same. Ya Shaykh, he brought an example for it. So he said, why is Imam Ahmad not blamed for his takfir of the one who abandons the salat, but Sayyid Qutb is blamed when there emanate from him some expressions, and we say that this one has made takfir of the societies. But Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah, is not blamed, even though he has judged all of these nations with kufr. So what is your comment?
Imam Ahmad alim wa habar, ya'rif al-adillah, turq al-istidlal, wa Sayyid Qutb jahil, ma andu ilm, wa la andu ma'rifah. ولا عنده أدلة على ما يقول فتسوية بين الإمام أحمد وسيد قطب هذا ظلم
Imam Ahmad was an alim and a hafiz, meaning he knew the proofs and the ways to use them as evidence. And Sayyid Qutb is jahil, an ignoramus. He does not have knowledge, nor recognition, nor does he have any proofs for what he says. So to place Imam Ahmad and Sayyid Qutb upon the same level is oppression.
كذلك قال أيضا لا أعلم أحدا تكلم في المنهج على وجه الأرض في قضايا المنهج بمثل ما تكلم به سيد قطب ومعظم ما كتبه كان مصيبا فيه فسئل عن قوله هذا فأجاب كلمة المنهاج هنا أقصد بها قضايا التغيير الانتخابات الاغتيالات وأقصد في زمانه أي وقت الخمسينات.
He also said, there is no one more knowledgeable about the affairs of Manhaj upon the face of the earth than Sayyid Qutb, and he was correct in the great majority of what he wrote about. So he was asked about this, so he answered, by the affairs of Al-Minhaj, I meant the affairs of changing the societies, elections and assassinations, and I mean by this time, the period of the 50s.
إن العلماء من قبل سيد قطب ومن بعده إنهم يخالفون سيد قطب.
I say this one does not know because he is jahil. We know, alhamdulillah, that the ulama from before Sayyid Qutb and after him opposed Sayyid Qutb. Yes.
بالنسبة أيضا قال هناك صفر فخ باسم الدعوة إلى منهج أهل السنة والجماعة وتجريح العباد والطعن بالعباد لكلمة زلت أو لعبارة غامضة وفخ اسمه الحكام.
He also said, in the name of da'wah to the manhaj of Ahlus Sunnati wal Jama'a and criticism of the servants and reviling the servants for a slip of the tongue or an ambiguous expression, and there is a group who are the judges. So what is your comment upon this statement? Meaning, this kalam is useless. He wants with it to justify the falsehood and to defend the people of falsehood. Yes.
كذلك قال ومن تتبع أسباب الانشقاقات التي حصلت في الجماعات يعد معظمها أسبابا أخلاقية لا عقدية ولا منهجية فهل هذا صحيح؟
Likewise, he said, and whosoever follows up the causes for the discord that has occurred in the jama'at will see that most of the causes are due to أخلاق, manners, not عقيدة or منهج. So is this correct?
كما هل أسباب عقدية أسباب عقدية لا هي أخلاقية
Their causes are pertaining to aqeedah and not akhlaq. He wants to cover them up. Yes. So what is your statement about him, ya Sheikh? Primarily, he is not an alim. He came to the kingdom as a craftsman or a tradesman. Then he made apparent what he had with him.
يعني نصيحة أخيرة تحضر دروسه أم لا؟ يعني هنا يأتي إلى أوروبا فهل يعني تنصحون الشباب السلفي بحضور دروسه؟
Meaning as a final advice, are his lessons to be attended or not? Meaning he is coming now to Europe. So do you advise the Salafi youth to attend his lessons?
أنصح الشباب السلفي بمقاطعته وعدم حضور دروسه.
I advise the Salafi youth to boycott him and to not attend his lessons, him and those who are like him.